Let's go.
And welcome to the Stitcher Lens podcast for a brand new week. My friend of 20 years, Mr. Lindsay Price, sits across the desk.
Yeah, desk, table, sits across studio, the seat, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, he's there again. How are you?
I'm great, man. What's been happening with you?
Not much. Just work, work, work. You know it is. Working for the man. 9 to 5.
Not like me, man. I'm living, living, living.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Working.
Have you been skydiving, traveling? No, you've been working as well.
No, I've been working, just trying to smell the roses now and then.
I wonder if there's any people listening that don't work. You reckon there's anyone listening that's like a, like, has old money from their parents and just doesn't need to work anymore, that has like millions of dollars, and they're just like, you know what, sometimes I like listening to the common folk, and then they tune into us to find out what's happening.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure, like, you know what, I would say I'm like, I hate those people because they don't do anything. Yeah. If given the opportunity, I'd love to.
I mean, everyone would take it.
Oh, anyone would take it.
You're a goddamn liar if you say you wouldn't.
Right? Yeah, because like, you're just lying.
Gonna give it to charity. Shut up. No,
I want to live on some old cash.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, it would be good. We wouldn't be here.
You know what we need to do? We both need to marry into cash. That's what we need to do. Can we organize that?
Can we? Can I marry like a bank?
Yeah, probably.
Can you marry a bank?
Yeah.
Can I just,
you're gonna marry the head of a bank?
Yeah. Well,
they tend to be fairly old, though, but you've never really seemed to have a problem with that before, so.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know, you like the older ladies.
No, you know, okay, this is not true. It's not true.
What do you mean it's not true?
It's not true.
I think the music for this has run out long ago.
Okay, let's just keep this thing going. what are we talking about, Snitch?
So, you know what, let's just go straight into the first segment. Let's not even put, like, a thing here, all right?
Okay.
Let's do a. This is what usually happens between them. Yeah, okay, go. I thought you were talking about an older person that you dated or something.
I've never dated an older person.
Oh, I thought you had a story about it.
No, I'm just like,
never mind.
I'm just like, no, I'm not talking at all.
I still haven't intro'd what's on the podcast yet. Lin's man, coming up on the podcast. We're talking France and dogs, lethal injections, and a brand new set of questions all coming up on the Snitcher Lens podcast.
Yeah, 100%. Professional podcast right here.
It took us 2 minutes to get to that. That's going to be a record.
Snitch and Lins.
So, Lins, man, I'm trying to get fit recently. Trying to get my...
Yeah, you're looking better.
Trying to get my shit together. Thank you. Appreciate that. The one thing that I'm doing that I don't like... So far, I'm doing a bit of hip-hop dancing.
Yeah.
I mentioned that in the last podcast.
A bit fancy.
Get my moves on. Also, do a bit of swimming as well.
Yep.
And recently, tried to go for some runs. Running.
What happens?
Lindsay, running fucking sucks,
it
dude.
It doesn't suck.
It is the worst.
No, like, it isn't.
It wrecks me.
I love running.
Like, I like swimming. Swimming's cool. Like, I like that I get out and I'm puffed.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like, and my, you know, my muscles are sore, but I feel good, you know?
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
At the end of the run, I just think I'm going to die, man. I just feel like
Have you got runners high yet?
No.
You got runners low, but that's what you got.
I've got no high from it whatsoever, okay? Yeah, it is bad.
Well, what's wrong? What's wrong? You're jogging and it just sucks?
Yeah, it just sucks real bad. Okay?
It doesn't suck.
I get like 10 minutes into it and I'm just like, this was the worst idea ever.
Are you listening to music?
It was very similar when I got like 10 minutes into Ticket to Ride. It was the same feeling.
No!
It was the same feeling.
It's not the same feeling. Ticket to Ride, great thing. Running, great thing. Swimming sucks. You go back and forth.
Swimming's awesome, right?
Swimming, you're stuck in one pot.
No, the great thing about swimming, you're in water, so you don't sweat. Yeah? Also, it's great for your breathing. If you've got asthma, I'd suggest swimming. Very good.
No.
It's also great for cardio. And it's also good upper body stuff. You know, you're using your arms. I like that. That's why I like swimming. Running, no, is so bad.
Running's like a mini adventure. I'm like, I'm going to go around and explore.
No, but everywhere that I run, I've already been before.
No, well, that's not my fault.
I tend to go on lots of wanders. So I just kind of wander around. And then I think, oh, maybe I should run that place that I wandered.
Okay, why
but
don't
if,
you?
You know what the problem is? If I go running somewhere that I don't know, I'm going to end up lost immediately.
Or stabbed.
One or the other. I would not. Yeah.
You've jogged to the wrong place, boy.
Don't be jogging through these parts. In your little shorts and stupid shoes, sweating like a pig. That's what it sucks, all right?
Okay.
The other day, I went on this run, and I'm running around this thing, and I have a tendency to swear when, like, things get tough, right?
Okay, yeah.
So I'm running up this hill, and I live in a fairly kind of boring area, okay? It's like families and shit and old people, right? So I'm getting up to this hill part, and it's the hardest part of the run, and it sucks so bad, but I'm like... make it to the top of this hill, and then he can go home and eat a cheeseburger, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm running up this hill, and I'm just like, ugh! And this is like, I'm literally, you know when you get the point where you're like almost swearing every breath you take? You're just like, fuck this. God, I hate this. Fucking cunts. This is the worst.
Jesus,
so I'm just like, really, because there's no one down there. This is because I finish at midday. This is like 2 p.m. in the afternoon. No one's down there. I get to the top of the hill, and I'm just like, oh, God. Oh, that was so good. And then I hear something behind me. And not only do I hear walking, but I hear wheels as well.
Oh, trolleys.
No,
prams.
Prams.
Oh,
couple of mothers just going for a nice afternoon stroll. I haven't heard them. I've got earphones in. I've just been swearing my ass off going up this hill. And these two young mothers are behind me with their kids. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe their kids are small. They're not going to be, you know, influenced by that. One of them is. The other one, no. Look, it's totally talking age. I just taught that kid plenty of new words. I'm sure it started swearing as it was rolling away.
France, great place.
Yeah, well, some would beg to differ if you like cowards.
Latest hour, France snitch man. That's a low blow.
That's not a low blow. Everybody knows it.
A mayor in eastern France has refused to sign a license for two dogs named Itla and Eva. Or Iva.
Right.
Because they're...
Well, I wonder why.
Because they represent Hitler and his daughter. Not daughter.
There's a big surprise. I think that kind of went without saying.
I'm just explaining it to some audience members who might not get it.
Some audience
like
members.
Hitler? That's a confusing name. I've never heard of that before.
Anyone that has no concept of history whatsoever hasn't heard about the worst dictator of all time. Fair call.
Well, he's naming two dogs after. He's like, okay, I'm naming some dogs.
Yeah.
And the problem in France, it's not legal to do that.
I guess it's not.
Except...
It's in very poor taste.
It is in poor taste. It's very poor taste since, you know, Hitler invaded France and killed French people. And I feel that's pretty poor taste.
Yeah.
But there is one law in France about animal naming.
Of course bloody France has a law about that shit. Anywhere else, you do whatever you want. But France is the one that's got
like,
the
no,
bloody,
you can't do
you
this.
You can't name your dog. It's not a fashionable enough name, all right? You can't call your dog Charisse.
It's not even a dog. It's not a dog. It's a pig. You can't call a pig Napoleon.
Get out of town, France.
A law protecting the image of the former emperor is still on the status books. You can't call a pig Napoleon,
mate,
in France.
Bloody
who has sat down and written that into law?
I can tell you exactly who sat down and written that. That's someone that sat down next to Napoleon. He's like, hey, mate, you know what? I bet in a... like 500 years. Oh, no, I have no idea how long
ago it was.
Someone's
going to put a wig on a pig and say, hey,
that's like, Napoleon. What? And I don't want that. Put it on the books and make sure no one notices it until 2014.
What if his face kind of does look like Napoleon and they want to call it Napoleon?
Yeah.
I think the pig in Animal Farm was called Napoleon.
Really?
Man, that book must be illegal in France.
Yeah, they've burnt that book in France. For two reasons. One, because it's got a pig called Napoleon in it. And two, because it's the animals are too brave. All right?
We can't have this influencing our kids.
We only have coward books here. So, Lin's man.
Yeah, man.
The other day, just catching the train home.
Yep.
As I do. Of an afternoon. Get onto the train. And I'm standing there. I like to stand up on my trips. It's not a very long train trip.
Yeah, you sometimes like to stand.
All the time I like to stand.
Okay,
I'm just a standing kind of guy, right? So I'm standing up in the train. Not going to lie, wearing some pretty cool stuff.
Okay, looking fancy.
I'm kitted out, wearing some good stuff.
How's it today? You're looking good now.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Lots of compliments in this podcast. Appreciate that.
That's okay.
And
send some back my way, though. Just like
fickle.
It's not one way to it. Oh, yeah.
Looking great too.
I'm okay. Like,
working those glasses, working them.
Thanks,
so
mate.
Good.
They're not part of me, but you know, no. Whatever.
Oh, I know. You're just looking good.
Anyway, just keep going.
We'll just have like a little compliment segment after this. Yeah. We just compliment each other. So I'm on the train and I'm standing there and there's, look, I've got a girlfriend, but I don't think she might say that there was an attractive girl sitting on the seat. And the thing, like, you know, where you can stand up and then there's like a seated area as well.
Okay, yeah.
And I saw it, and I was just like, oh, okay, cool. Went back to my phone and stuff. And then something caught my eye. And I just realized, out of the corner of my eye, I was like, this girl's looking at me.
Oh, a little bit of interest.
Well, it's just like, oh, no, it's probably nothing. She's just, you know, just looking around the train or whatever.
Turns out to be your girlfriend.
Yeah, I was like, oh, look. Didn't know you lived where I lived. There you go. And so I go back to my phone.
Yeah.
Then I kind of look back and see out of the corner. Oh, she's keeps looking at me. What's going on here? Huh?
What is it? What time is it? A little bit of interest. Yeah, a little bit of
someone's liking what they see.
Well,
giving me a little bit of up and down.
And you obviously live in very similar areas.
A little bit top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I would never do anything. But, you know, it's nice. Every
to have options.
It is nice. Well, no, not to have options. Wait, what? Don't make me agree to that. Incriminating.
Well,
no, just saying it's nice every now and then to know that, you know, you're probably looking all right.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen very often.
Okay, fair enough.
So I'm just like, I'm kind of feeling pretty good about myself, all right?
Okay.
Go back to my phone, looking back. Oh, yeah, she is definitely checking me out, all right? She is definitely, I mean, she is checking out.
Okay.
I'm going to say right here.
Yeah.
She's checking out the goods at the back. She's checking out the old junk in the trunk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Girls like the junk in the trunk, man. That's what I'm saying. I got a good ass on me. Yeah, I got a good behind.
Well, I haven't noticed. I'm not going to send that compliment, but
I would take it if you gave it, all right?
Okay. I've known you for 21 years, never really noticed it.
Well, there you go. Well, apparently, a lot of girls like it.
Okay, good, good, good.
So I'm just like, man, I'm just on
Did you clench it?
I'm on
Yeah, I bet you did.
I didn't just clench my ass. I just clenched every single muscle in my body. She was probably wondering why my head was going so red. So at this point, I'm feeling really good about myself.
Okay.
And I do have my headphones in at this moment. And then I'm starting, like, I'm looking back at my phone, and then I look back and I'm realizing that she's talking to me. I'm just like, oh, hello.
Ooh.
Hello, hello.
Someone's a bit of interest.
Yeah, okay. Someone wants
to walk up, say, nice ass.
She wants a couple of digits, you know? Okay. She wants a number or something, right? Yeah. She comes up to me and she goes, hey, hey, how you doing? It's like, oh, hi. what's going on? Hey, didn't notice you there. What's going on? And she's like, your bag's open at the back there.
There we go.
So my bag was open and...
your shit was stolen.
No, it wasn't even stolen because I know that it wasn't stolen because I turned around to zip it up and all the shit fell out of the bag onto the floor. Just all my crap fell out of the bag. I'd opened up my bag to get an umbrella out of something. I just forgot about it because I'm an idiot. And all my crap fell out of the bag in front of this girl. And she was just like, and it's always in like romantic movies where the girl drops all this stuff
and
the guy comes up and he's just like,
she didn't help.
No. It's a lot less romantic when it's the guy that drops all this stuff and the girl has to help you pick it up.
Bit of a loser.
And I was like, you know what? I am glad I've got a girlfriend.
Cause
I would be useless at this kind of shit.
Now, Snitchman, a few weeks ago, we talked about a botched execution. Where a guy was getting executed, lethal injection, and we kind of like went around that and talked about the guy who was scheduled later on that day.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he got off free, and he's like, yeah, one more day.
Yeah, one more day. Oh, just messed up the guy before me.
Turns out, news is in. What happened in the botched execution?
Oh, is this grim? Is this a little bit gory? Should we put like a MA 15+?
We might have to.
Fight Club rating on this?
Let us read Storytime with Linz.
Storytime with Linz. Do you want some like backing music or something?
Maybe.
Because I don't have any.
Okay. just make some up with your mouth.
Okay.
Okay, that's pretty good though. Wrong place for an execution. The IV used for a lethal injection to... a U.S. death row inmate during a botched execution was badly placed and not properly monitored, a report has found. Clayton Lockett was executed in Oklahoma on April 29th. The incident drew widespread condemnation.
You know, I love these details, Linz. That's what I love about this article.
Okay. According to a 30-page report, multiple attempts to place the IV were unsuccessful.
Okay, so I guess they're trying to put the IV in his arm.
Yeah.
Dude's probably ripped, right? I mean, he's been in prison.
That's it. You can't get the...
He's ripped as hell.
Yeah. Can't find the name. No, vein.
No. You know what it is? Your vein's too strong.
Yeah.
You've built up too much muscle around your veins.
He doesn't want to die. He's just tensing those arms.
I'm not a doctor. But I know a muscly vein when I see one. And that guy's probably got one.
Yeah, well, it just so happens...
What?
And was finally placed into the groin area.
Oh, mate.
Imagine that.
Can you?
You're getting a lethal injection into your ball sack.
Oh, well, it's not.
And then it has to go up. Just behead me. Hang me, man. I would rather die that way than having a fucking needle shoved into my testes.
You know what,
have that cold fluid run up my...
Let's not even beat around the bush here. It probably wasn't injected into the balls, right? It was probably put it into the side. It says veins in the side. But
the
genitals.
Yeah, it says the groin area.
Yeah, well, that's the whole area.
Oh, okay.
No, but this is just as bad though. Because even if it's not in there, you know what the first thing is going to die, right? Your dick's going to die.
It's just going to drop right
off. You're going to be looking down and at your old todger and he's just going to wave goodbye to you.
We had fun, but you know, that thing's not getting amputated to anyone else. Can you do that?
No.
Can you even use those organs anymore? Oh, they got poison.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're probably not going to have much time here. So, I mean, you're getting executed. You're just going to be sitting there being like, oh, yeah, there's a bit of rigor mortis has set in.
And like, I don't think anything's better than that. If I was just like, you know what, just this is inhumane.
Yeah, drop me off a building.
Anything.
Anything.
Except fire.
Yeah.
Anything but this.
Oh, you know what it would look like? You know when you walk in and people that have had big operations and they've got lots of plugs and stuff in them and they're just being kept alive by machines?
Yeah.
Just imagine that, but all just in the groin area.
Just in the groin area. And just, all like flowing through, I mean, all like chemicals, Bunsen burners burning.
Yeah.
It's like, we've got the chemicals here.
I mean, if you walked into this room and didn't know that he was getting executed, you just assume that he had something wrong down there. That he's just like, oh, there was something like abnormal and they're doing tests on it. Like, this man has the craziest dick in the world.
Ripley's, believe it or not. Snitch man, I was driving home the other day, just chilling out, going through Riverston.
Oh, Rivo.
Going through Rivo.
Man, I miss Rivo.
Going over the Schofields Bridge towards Rivo. Yeah. I'm like, okay, whatever, just sitting there.
Rivo's got a real special place in my heart. Why? It's a great place.
It's okay.
I drive through
it every day.
It's where I used to get my Chinese. Go down the old Ding Ho down there. Oh, best Chinese in the West. Love it.
It's okay.
Mate, it's fantastic. Right, I'm talking too much about Ding Ho and Rivo.
Okay, Ding Ho and Rivo.
Yeah.
Anyway, driving, waiting to cross the bridge, I see this lady, older lady, not elderly, like 50, 60 something, driving like a 90s.
Like our parents' age.
Yeah, our parents' age. Driving like a Camry, Toyota Camry. I'm like, oh yeah, whatever.
Classic car.
Yeah. In the back, the biggest subwoofers I have ever seen. I'm like, what?
That's so good. That's brilliant.
No music pumping, just like ready on cue to drop some beats.
Yeah, yeah. Turn down for what?
Yeah, yeah. Just like, I'm sure the car has hydraulics. I just haven't seen them.
Yeah.
I'm like,
a Camry with hydraulics. Now that is something I really haven't seen much of.
I'm just like, what's the story there?
Mm.
What is going on there? Is it her son's car? Well, is it her car?
I was going to say, like, it's one or the other. Like, maybe her car's had a dingle. She had a dingle.
Maybe.
Take her son's car off for the day. I'd love to know what she does. I mean, I'd be surprised if she was a DJ.
Is there a secret life behind that lady? Because no one knows the true members of Gorillaz. Is she one of the members?
What do you mean no one knows the true members?
Because
they do.
Do they?
It's Damon Albarn is the lead singer of Blur.
Well, I didn't know that. The things you learn.
The more you know, Linz, man. She probably didn't know that either, so let's be honest.
But what do you reckon? What do you think she's playing in there?
Oh, man. I reckon she's...
Baby's come back.
What?
I don't know. Baby's come back? What was that song?
Baby's come back.
Baby got back? Oh, baby come back. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I don't know that song.
What's an older song?
All I know so far is Baby Come Back.
Ooh. It's a song.
Are you sure it is? It doesn't sound like one.
I'm telling you, it's a song.
She's playing a little bit of Euroglide, isn't there, for sure?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Getting a little bit of that, Mom.
She's feeling a bit naughty. Getting a bit of Bon Jovi going.
A little bit of Living on a Prayer.
Living on a Prayer!
But you really want some real bass heavy stuff, though, don't you?
Yeah.
You want a little bit of classical, some Tchaikovsky in there.
Tchaikovsky?
Yeah. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Can you imagine that coming through those big subwoofers?
I think it would just blow the windows out.
Blow our panties off.
Cinch man, I was thinking the other day, companies, big companies, right? Intimidating companies.
Like what type of companies? Like
banks.
Oh, okay.
Coles.
Yeah.
Big companies.
Banks and Coles. Fair enough. They're a big company. They're a big company. I'll give you that.
They have like guys, you know, that kind of, if someone crosses that company or messes with that company, they're going to send some guys to rough that person up. We'll call them roughmen.
Yes, I assume they do. I mean, technically it's illegal.
I know it's illegal. I mean, I'm sure. I'm not saying Coles does it with farmers or something, but like
shipping the farmers from out west, all the rejects from Father Wants a Wife.
Where's them carrots?
Give them the carrots, guys. I hate to see what they do for punishment when it comes to carrots.
But I'm like, there's roughmen out there, right?
I guarantee it.
Like, can I be a roughman?
No, mate.
Why not?
That's not a job for you.
I want to be a roughman.
You can't be a roughman.
Why can't I
be a
roughman?
Well, you're not big enough, for one thing.
Okay.
You know, you got to work out for 2-3 years straight if you even want to look slightly intimidating.
Okay. Well, I can say some pretty nasty things. What if you just say? What if?
What if you just cuss people out?
Yeah. Just like, what were you thinking?
Have
like,
you heard how rough men speak?
Why can't I be that little guy? You know when like mafia guys rock up and they got the two big guys.
Oh, the weasel. Oh, you're talking about the weasel.
Can I be the weasel who just slaps someone with the back of the hand? No,
you're perfect for a weasel.
But I think I could play a good weasel.
But I need to break it to you though.
Yeah.
The weasel at the end of most films is usually the first one to die. It's usually the first one that gets tortured or the one that rats them out and then gets just... Then one of the big rough men, like the biggest rough men, then he gets you. You realize that, right?
Well, it's got to be somewhere for me.
When it comes to
Roughmans Incorporated, and guys, I want in.
When it comes to...
I want to prove myself to the Roughman. I want to say I'm one of you guys.
When it comes to the Roughman, Lindsay, when it comes to the Sopranos, okay, there ain't no room for Linz in there. I'm sorry to tell you, okay? Unless there's like a Roughman to do with like gaming conventions, maybe. Like if someone rocks up in the wrong anime cosplay... You can go take them out, all right?
Okay.
You can go. Although there's some of them are pretty big.
Yeah, some of them can be intimidating. In fact, there was a stabbing at Comic-Con one year.
See?
A pen. Mate, over a seat in a Harry Potter panel.
Yeah.
Two nerds fought over a seat.
You see, if this is a good employee, this should be your CV. If Linz was there, that wouldn't have happened.
That wouldn't have.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey. Cut that out. Yeah, we'll get you another seat. Sit in the aisle. Sorted. Done.
Mate, I just realised that that's not a rough one. That's just an usher. Wacky news of the world, Linz.
Okay, here we go.
This one's going to really blow your mind.
What's happened now?
Japan.
Oh, no, okay. Yeah. You know what? Anything that comes out of Japan has to have the label of craziness.
Yeah, crazy.
Applied to it. Okay, what has happened?
Well, this sounds like something you would do, actually.
Oh, okay.
Japan now has its own Batman. Okay. Now, we've all heard about, this is the funny thing, because we've all heard about these superheroes that go out, like these real-life superheroes. They're always on the news now.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't really do much. But they get around and they punch some people up, and then every now and then they get thrown in jail.
But they help some people.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think
helping's
really,
maybe not the
you know
word.
What, you know what they're doing? They're living out mental illness, I think that's what it is. Like, they've got this kind of Jesus Messiah complex, and they go out there dressing up like... the Caped Avenger or some crap like that.
I'm sure.
They beat up one guy and everyone's just like, oh my God, it's the new Batman. This is the great thing about the Japanese one, right?
Okay, what is it?
Because they're like,
happened?
This is the new Batman. But the thing is, he's just been pictured riding around on this like mad bat cycle, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, he doesn't fight crime at all. He just dresses up like Batman.
Are you sure it's not just the universal costume guy taking a break?
It might be.
He's just like...
But the people are going mental for him over there now. Everyone's trying to get a picture of this dude because he gets ready. Like, he's got a proper, like, bat bike thing.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't look like a bike I've ever seen before.
So it's not like a bicycle.
No, this dude's in, like, full Batman garb. I mean, it could be Christian Bale, for all I know, because he's got the look. He's got the movie suit on. So he gets around on this bat cycle. But the thing is, he's been caught in some less kind of interesting things. Like, there's one where he's going down a highway, just flooring it, you know, cape out the back, looking so cool.
Like, oh my God, it's Batman!
But you got to keep in mind, this is Japan, so there's a whole bunch of other pictures of him just stuck in traffic. Batman just kind of getting a bit annoyed that he's going to be late for his dentist appointment or something. Which is so good. I just love the fact
that
he's just,
awesome.
You know what? I'm Batman, but Batman could still get stuck in traffic.
Yeah,
right?
I gotta fight crime. Sorry, I can't rescue you until like 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it's like, come on, you know, it's rush hour at the moment. Okay? I'm not gonna be able to just magically fly over these things, all right? This is real life. I don't have a bat copter yet.
Yeah, we're just working on a budget here. We only got the bike.
I gotta solve a few more crimes. And I love this because he's stuck behind what looks to be a Corolla. It's just. He's just a full Batman garb. It looks like it's out of the movie. I just love that. I love the fact that he's just one of the people now.
That's unreal.
In my mind, that is Christian Bale, and he is living out the life as Batman. But this is just the things he has to deal with every day. Every day and night. Linz, man.
Yeah, man.
It is that time of the week again.
What time is it?
It's time for questions.
Oh, I love a bit of questions.
And you'll know, Lindsay, that this segment is happening because of our fantastic music. That I like to play every week.
We're going
to
blast our ears out again.
That I blast. Can we take our headphones off while we play this?
Okay, let's take it off.
Take it off right now.
Here we go. Questions.
Yeah, it was as loud as it was last time.
I could hear it even though they're off.
Yep. Okay, Linzman, first question off the ranks today from Yahoo Answers, of course.
Okay.
If people have never heard this before, we answer questions from Yahoo Answers. Linzman,
yeah, man.
How do videos on YouTube have millions/billions of views when there's only 700,000 people on the planet? And that's a bloody good question.
That's crazy.
I'm baffled too. I'm surprised other people haven't covered this.
No. And then, I heard the other day there's more web pages than actual people.
So that means that there's more than 700,000 web pages.
7 billion.
No, but there's only 700,000 people on the earth, mate.
No, there's 7 billion, man.
No, there's 700,000, unfortunately, according to this
I'm
question.
Wrong.
Yeah, so...
700,000?
Yeah, there's only 700,000, mate.
Where are they living?
Well, I don't know, but apparently they're all clicking on YouTube videos because they've got millions of billions of hits, okay? So I don't know. You have to figure out the numbers there.
I don't know what's going
there. There's obviously a lot of people watching YouTube videos, right?
Get NASA on the phone. We need this uncovered immediately.
Yeah. Next question, Linsman. Come on, I really covered that one off really well.
Well, yeah. Tick that one.
Okay, so this one's a bit of a... this is a bit of a long one, okay?
Okay.
I need help. My dad is starting a prostitution center.
Mm-hmm.
Center, by the way. we like to call brothels, but a prostitution center. Like it's somewhere you go to get some forms filled out.
My dad's becoming a pimp.
Yeah, basically. Yep. He's starting a prostitution center in my basement, and he isn't giving me a discount. Please help me try to get a discount. Now, there's all sorts of questions that come along with this question. First off, why has your dad got a prostitution ring in your basement? Second of all...
Yep.
Why do you want a discount when you're writing like you're a 13-year-old?
Yeah.
Fair enough, actually. Probably I would have wanted a discount if when I was 13
as
well.
Yeah, everyone wants a discount when they're 13. Kids' rates.
And the worst one is this: the fact that this is... you can choose the topics that you ask these questions under, and this has been asked under small business questions. Third question, Linsman.
Okay, here we go.
And I know this one all too well. How do I tell my friend to stop masturbating on my stuff? We've all been there, okay? Me particularly.
You can tell me straight up, man.
Like, I did have to tell Lindsay off the top. Like, I walked in.
It's glue. It's glue.
What you have to do is you have to nip it in the bud. When you walk in and you see them jacking it, you just got to be like, spray them with a hose. And just be like, mate, not again, all right? They're my own karate trophies. You can't have them.
Rub his face in it. That'll make him stop.
Worked with Lindsay.
You wouldn't tell anyone.
For questions.
Outro!
Lens, man.
Yeah, man.
We're done for the week. We're going to sign it off.
We're going to skiaddle out of here.
Yeah, get on out of here. You know what I'm excited about, Lens, man?
What?
We have a little bit of a plan with our friends that at the end of the year, we're going to jump on an old houseboat, go for a trundle down the river.
And maybe rob some other boats whilst we're there?
Yeah.
We're going to be pirates.
Good idea. Take some fireworks with us.
Can we make the pirate hats out of newspaper?
Absolutely.
Let's do it, man.
Can you make them?
I know. I can make one right here. I've got a newspaper right here. We can wear them out right now into the city.
Mm.
We can be pirates of the city.
I don't think it's late enough to do that quite yet. And we're not drunk enough. I mean, we're high enough, but not quite drunk enough. That's it for the Snitch and Lins podcast for another week. Check out facebook.com/snitchandlins. If you are so inclined.
Yeah.
Twitter.com.
Exciting new website coming.
Oh, yes. It's on its way.
It's happening.
In the pipeline.
It's within the month.
Within the month.
Hopefully.
Are you going to put... I mean,
it's either September or October. It was September originally. It might get pushed back to October.
All right, here we go.
So
it's not within the month at all.
Well, it was meant to be. Like, the stuff is ready. There's just a few little tweaks we've got to work out.
Can we say maybe before the end of the year?
Absolutely, will be end of the year. Okay, absolutely.
Okay. I'll hold you to that.
Don't you worry.
Listeners will too.
Oh, they will.
Yeah.
I got people working for me.
No, you don't.
I do. I was talking to a guy today. There's people working
just
for me.
Just talking
I'm
for a
boss.
Guy is not
I've got my own imaginary Snitch and Lins boss.
Technically, that's a consultant.
Title. What do you mean?
Are you paying him?
I offered to pay.
One of our friends doing a favour, isn't it?
No. You don't know him. It's a new guy. I'm getting out there. I'm getting talent.
It's getting way too in for the people.
Anyway, exciting new things coming.
Like we like to say every week, Lens.
Spread the love? Is that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I reckon that might be it. It's like the one we've said for about 10 years now. 10 years of the podcast.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, that'll do. Snitch and Lens. Hey, Lens, man.
Yeah, man.
Did you just give yourself a paper cut?
Yeah, on a newspaper.
Oh, I don't
my mic's not on.
Oh, that's right. You're on a different mic.
Mic 4.
Mate, don't give yourself paper cuts.
No, like, it's on a newspaper. I'm folding a newspaper.
You're the only person I know that's cut themselves on a newspaper.
I don't think it's a cut. I think it's like a splinter from the ink.
A what?
Like an ink
That makes
splinter.
No sense.
I'm telling you, there's a splinter in there, man. I think it's black, so like the black ink got me.
The black ink the got text. You. This isn't bloody the Spider-Man. Fighting back. This isn't like a Spider-Man.
I turned into the world's greatest journalist.
He got bitten by a radioactive newspaper.
Now he can report on the news so truthfully.
So good. So good. Can't take photos anymore.
The hard-hitting questions.
Yeah.
Lindsay's got them.
And somehow he's managed to remain anonymous as well. I don't know how he's managed to do that, but we should look into this.